Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Motivational Trainer. Thank you for joining me today, and welcome. Welcome to those of you who are new, and for you return users. Really just want to kind of, you know, set the tone and make sure that you guys have the tools in your toolbox to better your situation. You know, what we do here at the Motivational Trainer is we take subtle little incremental steps in the right direction, and by doing so, we build good habits in our lives, and we compound off those good habits to ultimately get to where we want to be, whether it's something spiritual, financial, or just being in a happier, more pleasant state and being a better person for our loved ones. Today, I want to talk to you about, you know, how life gives you certain opportunities. You know, and life will throw things at you, and it's, you know, what are you going to do with those things that are thrown at you? What I like to do is I like to, you know, share my experience with you guys just so you can see that, you know, it happens to us all and it happens every day and it's what we make of it. So a couple weeks ago, I dropped my cell phone and I dropped it in, of course, the weird way that it would break the LCD screen. You know, I had the screen protector and I had the case, but lo and behold, I dropped it uniquely enough that the LCD screen broke. The screen was not cracked, but it fell in like kind of one of the corners, and that was enough to break the screen. So I couldn't make or receive calls. I couldn't even see the screen. All I saw was a kind of a greenish yellow line going down the middle of the screen, which needed to be repaired. I'm not big on entering into agreements, so I don't usually go and get new iPhones. In this case, it was an iPhone, to get into a new payment plan, because I haven't been in a payment plan for about 2 years. I like to use that income for other things. So I went to one of the local repair shops, and the guy fixed the screen for me. And the screen was working for a couple days, but then it started doing a little weird things. It was kind of bouncing around, and it started going crazy. Like, it had a mind of its own, and actually started randomly calling people. So that was not a good thing. But me being somebody who historically had procrastinated in certain situations, I kind of said, all right, I'm going to, you know, give this another day or so and see what happens. I took the protector screen off of it. I powered it off and on a couple times, and I waited. You know, I made excuses for the situation. I said, okay, you know, this is happening on a Tuesday. Let's wait to see what the weekend looks like, because, you know, I don't really want to have to go and wait at a store for them to fix it again, even though it was under warranty. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of, you know, not get it addressed that day. So, on the Friday before the weekend, when I was anticipating on the weekend, because I was still having these issues, I happened to be out running with my son, and I had the phone in my pocket, and of course, Murphy's Law, what happens? The phone pops out of my pocket and hits the ground. It did have a screen protector on it, which shattered the screen protector, and in the corner, there was a little tiny scratch. So, I figured that might have been a problem. Nonetheless, I took it into the place he repaired, and the repairman said, you know, he couldn't, even though that the phone was having issues beforehand with the flickering, which was unrelated to me dropping the phone, the manufacturer was not going to take back the LCD screen because now it had a little chip at the very top. So what is the life lesson there, guys? You know, I foregoed the pain of spending an extra $100 on a Tuesday when I just had spent $100 to get the LCD screen fixed. I forego the pain of the immediate, you know, not procrastinating the situation and going into the repair store within the near future of it not working. Ideally, the day it stopped working properly. And now I'm in a situation where I'm going to have to spend another $100 to get another screen fixed because of procrastination. That situation could really irritate a lot of people, and I understand it. And, you know, Brian, 5 years ago, when he got really irritated about that situation, I would have maybe dwelled on it for a couple of days and maybe even, you know, let it affect my family or my work and, you know, be in such a bad state or a bad mood that maybe I wasn't as tolerant with my loved ones or tolerant with people at work, and maybe it would have led to an argument or something of that nature. That's not the case this time. You know, this time I'm looking at the silver lining, and once you start to recognize the opportunities and the silver lining in situations, and that helps with, you know, having your body in a good state, having a good mental situation, being focused on objectives, having the right chemistry within your body, being clear, having a clear mind through meditation. Once you can utilize all those tools, you don't get in a bad mood. And if you do get in a bad mood about things, you don't stay there. So the Brian 5 years ago would have, you know, dwelled on it, and it would have affected a couple of things. And who knows what that compounding effect would have been. Would have been a situation where I went home and argued with my wife for 2 or 3 days. And now, in addition to having a broken phone, where I have to pay a couple of $100 for, now I'm arguing with my wife. That would have likely been the scenario prior to this journey that I'm on. And that's really why I want to reach out to you guys and work with you guys and work through these types of things. Because at the very least, if at the end of the road from the program, you pick up 2 or 3 real good habits that will change your life in this subtle way. I'm just talking about an argument. I'm talking about $100. I'm talking about avoiding procrastination. You know, those are the little things that over time compound into big things. Because through the 5 years ago, Brian, arguing, not being productive for 2 or 3 days because you're arguing with a loved one, you know, who knows what that would have led to. Maybe that would have led to, after 2 or 3 days, you know, me, you know, having a couple of too many drinks and not being productive for 2 or 3 more days. And now we're talking about a whole week of me not being productive. But I'm fortunately in a position right now, and I'd like to help you guys get in this position where, you know, that won't affect me. It affected me for like 5 minutes. And I looked back and I said, yeah, I should have probably procrastinated. And this is like teaching me that lesson. But I'm going to move on and move forward, and I'm going to get better. And I can tell you right now, the next time that I get this phone fixed, which will be today, and I experience any issue with it, I'm taking it right back to the place to get it repaired, so it's under warranty and I don't have to worry about this. And that's where I want to get you guys. I want to get you guys to that state where you don't dwell on things, where you're in a good frame of mind, where you're focused on the important things in life and not cell phones. And you recognize that situations like my cell phone situation could have been avoided without procrastination. So guys, if that sounds interesting to you, or that sounds like something you'd like to speak to me about, please book some time on my calendar. It's usually a 30-minute call. It could lead to a little longer call, but really want to figure out where you're at and how I can help you get to a better place through my methods and my training. If this is a podcast that you're enjoying, please give it a thumbs up. Give it a 5-star review and rating. That really helps folks, you know, gain access to me and at the very least, you know, hear the message. It took me a very long time to get training and to get mentoring because I had to hear this message 4 or 5 times. But if it's somebody that's going to sit here and listen to the podcast every day, whenever they're ready to be a part of the training program, that's good too. Because eventually that day will come. Sometimes it takes a little while, but I at least want them to have access to hear my story because who knows? You know, there are going to be a lot of people today who dropped their cell phone. And there are going to be a lot of people today who can either dwell over dropping their cell phone or who can realize that it was, you know, a procrastination issue, fix that issue and not have the issue anymore and be focused on other things as opposed to $100 or a broken cell phone. So I hope everyone has a blessed day. Look forward to talking to you in a more direct way through my program on the calendar. And everyone have a great day. Talk to you again.